Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, this morning, we're going to turn the message over to Pastor Reynolds as he starts a lesson on Christian values.
I'd like to speak this morning concerning Christian values. A 12-year-old boy refuses to clean his room or do his homework. His grades have plummeted, and he doesn't seem to care. His mother is increasingly suspicious of his friends because his attitude has changed. She thinks he has been smoking, but sometimes the smoke has a strange sweet smell. There are also the smut magazines she found under his mattress last month. She has tried to talk to him about all this, but he just storms out of the room, angrily accusing her of trying to run his life. Finally, in desperation, she angrily bellows at her rebellious son. "I'm tired of you not respecting me and your father. I'm tired of you expecting us to give you everything you ask for. I'm tired of you not minding us. And I'm tired of you acting like your father and I are dumber than rocks, giving us your stupid looks of pity. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to send you to Sunday school and church so you can learn some Christian values." Illustration number 2. The time is 1:17 a.m., very early on a Sunday morning. A 14-year-old girl has just come home from attending a rock concert. Her purple, green, and white hair sticks straight out from her head. Her smeared makeup has been applied with a 4-inch brush, and her outer clothes look suspiciously like underwear. As she opens the front door of her home, a car burns rubber as it speeds away, the radio blaring the latest hard rock song. She discovers her dad in disheveled pajamas and housecoat, eyes red from lack of sleep, waiting up for her. He angrily screams, "What am I going to do with you? You have disobeyed and disappointed your mother and me, and you don't even care. Just look at yourself. What are you thinking anyway? You just wait, young lady. Today, you are going to church. And that is that. I don't care what you think about it. You're going. You've got to learn some Christian values." Illustration number 3. There is a young couple who was raised in church, but lately haven't been attending. They know they ought to be reading their Bible and teaching their young children to love God. They agree that their lives are not what they ought to be, and fully intend to get right with God one of these days. They want their children to grow into fine Christian adults they can be proud of. Parents don't want their children to sow their wild oats because they know there is a better way. But these young parents are not living the life they know they ought to be living. Days turn into weeks, and weeks into months. Months turn into years, and years into a lifetime. They keep putting off obeying the commands of God they know God has given them. These busy parents think they just simply don't have the time. Can't you hear them say, "It takes so much money just to pay the bills that come with unrelenting frequency"? Time passes and those precious little children grow up, never understanding the values their parents really want them to understand. Those priceless little children grow up, but God is not in their home. God is not in their hearts or in their lives. As those sweet, innocent children grow up, they leave their innocence behind. They sow their wild oats not because they come from a bad family or because they're extra bad kids, but they're simply not taught a better way. It is not that their parents don't love them. It is not that their parents did not intend to teach them about God and His great love for sinners. These parents fully understand. These parents fully intended to tell their children how God saves sinners and how serving Him is the good life. They simply put off serving God until tomorrow, and tomorrow never arrived. They did not intend to not serve God, but they continue to put that part of their lives on the back burner until finally their children are grown and the parents' life is almost over. These stories are very sad, but very true-to-life stories. I sincerely believe people want to live the good life, a life of peace and joy and happiness. How the good life is achieved is where the problem really is. I believe married people really want to remain married. Isn't there something grand about couples that have been married 50 years and still love each other? I know most people want to lead good lives, lives filled with good times, good relationships, and good feelings toward others. But look around. Perhaps even at your own life and the life of the members of your own family. Is your life turning out the way you wanted? Or is your life in disarray? Are you floundering around looking for the good life and unable to discover exactly what the good life is? What happened to all the good intentions to live a life completely filled and running over with Christian values? A good life filled with Christian values really begins at salvation. After salvation, the good life continues in a life of service to God. Listen, you will never find the good life while searching for it. You will only find the good life when you quit searching for it and began to serve God. You probably heard this story about the person who was trying to catch the butterfly called happiness. This person chased the butterfly called happiness all over the open field and could never catch it. He finally quit chasing the butterfly, sat down, and was still. It was at that point that the butterfly called happiness came and landed on his finger. See, if you really want to live the good life, there is a way. And the way is not on the gambling boats. The way is not at bars. The way is not at the dance halls. You must spend some time with Christ. Listen to what Psalms 46 and verse number 10 states. Be still and know that I am God. Being still involves stopping so much worldly activity. Being still involves turning off the radio, turning off the television, putting aside secular reading material, and began to read the Bible, God's own precious word. Being still involves time set aside every day for prayer and Bible study. One of the best books on Christian values is not a book written by a modern author. Rather, one of the best books on Christian values is the book of Proverbs. Spend some time meditating on the values taught in the book of Proverbs, and you will be surprised at how much it will help you in your life to understand what real, true, day-by-day living really is. When you take time to be still before an almighty and all-powerful God, you will find the peace and happiness that you are looking for. And you will have the truth to teach your children. When you understand Christian values, you will be able to teach your children what real Christian values are. You will have the joy of seeing them saved, then applying Christian principles to their lives and becoming content with the things of God. Christian values can be taught in Sunday school and in one of the Lord's local churches, but that doesn't mean they're learned. Let me repeat that. Christian values can be taught in Sunday school and in one of the Lord's local churches, but that does not mean that they are learned. Christian people can live a Christian life. Christian people can be a real, true example to others, but there's no way that Christian people can give those Christian values to another. Christian values can only be received from Christ, and that is individually. Every individual must personally receive these values through Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. Then a diligent study of the Word of God will reveal the day-to-day things that are needed to be a real Christian. When should we begin cultivating Christian values? Today. Remember, days turn into weeks, weeks into months, and months into years and into a lifetime. And then it is too late. Do not let this happen to you. Do not wait, but begin today to do what God wants you to do. You'll never regret it. As we said during the message, it is necessary that saved people be a part of an independent missionary Baptist church. And we are, at Independence Baptist Church, we are a special congregation. If you would like to visit a church where the members are dedicated to serving and loving God, if you would like to visit a church where the members are just willing to obey God's commands, they're willing to serve God, you're invited to Independence Baptist Church. Many members of our church has had traumatic events in their lives, but by the grace of God, these events have not stopped them from being a Christian person. Rather, they have been used as a springboard for gaining faith, hope, and love. We're not a perfect people, but we are a people dedicated to serving God. And if this is what you are wanting, we invite you to come to Independence Baptist Church.
You know, I couldn't help but think of those times when I'm faced with unexpected decisions or situations. You know, when we're faced with reacting to something, and oftentimes it's unfortunately anger, or we just react the wrong way, or we're faced with making a decision, and if we do a certain thing, it's going to be dishonoring to God, but it's there, and we have to make that split-second decision. You know, and it's one thing to know something is coming and to prepare yourself for it, but what we have put in our heart surfaces when we are faced with the sudden decisions. And the message personally reminded me of Psalms 119, verse 80, and that passage reads, "Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed." Then verse 97 of that same chapter says, "Oh, how love I thy law, it is my meditation all the day." And these two verses, I think, show that we need to put God's word in our hearts, and that meditating on it and putting it in our hearts will help us from being ashamed later. When we're faced with those situations that require that split-second decision, and making the wrong one will bring shame, when we've put God's commandments in our heart and we've meditated on them and we love them and we want to do what they are, that is going to help us when we're faced with those decisions. Because when we put God's word in our heart and we meditate on it, that's going to be what comes to our mind when we're faced with situations. Well, as Brother Wayne mentioned at the end of his lesson, you are welcome to come and join us for services at Independence Baptist Church. We'll be having Sunday school this morning starting at 10 a.m. You know, and a common mistake is that people think a Sunday school is just for kids. That's really not the case. At Independence Baptist Church, we have Sunday school for kids, we have it for teenagers, but we also have Sunday school for young married couples, or a class for people whose kids are grown and gone. You know, the class for young married couples deals specifically with things like raising children, biblical relationships between husband and wives, how to live in a way that's an example to those around us, and so much more. And then after Sunday school class, we'll have our regular worship services, which will start at 11 a.m. And then this afternoon, we'll have a prayer class starting at 3:45. And then we will have worship services again at 4:30. And then during the week, we will also have our weekly Bible study that'll start at 7 p.m. on Wednesday night. And if you are interested in coming, you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We would really enjoy having you come and visit with us. And so if you'd like to learn more, you can log into our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. And the website has a lot of different books, articles, and even some audio sermons that you can download and listen to. Well, I can see our time for today is up, but we do want to thank you for listening and ask that you tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.